Get Ready to Rock Radio. And coming up for you in the first hour, we'll be playing some of those bands who are appearing at the Steelhouse Festival, taking place in Ebbw Vale, South Wales, the weekend of the 19th and 20th of July. So amongst the artists, we have Black Wolf, Black Star Riders, Sebastian Bach and Bernie Marsden. And this week we caught up with Joey Tempest from the band Europe, who are headlining on Sunday the 20th of July. We'll be catching up with him after this. Classic stuff, Last Look at Eden, Get Ready to Rock Radio. Calling out tonight for what I feel is right, and I won't be quiet. We're saying hello again to Joey Tempest, one of our favourites here at Get Ready to Rock. Joey and Europe, of course. Hello to you.
Hey, thanks for having me again. Thank you.
Oh, that's nice. We last spoke in October of 2013, Joey, when you were promoting the Sweden Rock package, which we've been enjoying since then. And lots happened since then. So we'll, by way of catching up, we'll chat about what's been happening to you in the last 6 months or more, and also talking up the Steelhouse Festival in Ebbw Vale, South Wales, on the 20th of July. It's a weekend event, and you're talking from London, aren't you? You're really London-based now, aren't you, Joey?
Yeah, I've got my family here. I've been living here for quite a while now, writing most of the stuff here. Sometimes I go over to Stockholm. We have a rehearsal place outside Stockholm where the other four guys live over there, so I go there quite often as well. Otherwise, we send stuff to each other, and we meet each other. I mean, we see each other mostly every weekend, because we're doing festivals the whole summer, so we see each other in various countries, and it's my life, really. I live in London, I travel to Stockholm quite a lot, and apart from that, I travel the world with the band, of course.
Because I remember you telling me last time, Joey, that you you think in English, you dream in English, and you write in English, don't you, when you're preparing your songs? Yeah,
it was sort of a turning point somewhere around just during and after Last Look at Eden. I started sort of thinking about lyrics differently. So on Bag of Bones, it was more of a fluid writing and more organic and more natural. It's changed. It took me 20-25 years living outside Sweden to be able to sing completely and not have to translate or anything like that. So yeah, it's a different way of writing now, which is quite nice. It's a bit more relaxing.
Ah, now talking about the live performance, you've been busy this summer. I've noticed you've done gigs in parts of Europe, including, of course, Eastern Europe more recently. But we last saw you in the UK on the Foreigner tour in April. And we spoke a little bit about that last October. I think actually, from a personal point of view, Joey, it confirmed to me what I always thought about these package tours. I wasn't convinced, really. I think I prefer to see Europe, you know, Europe on their own, really. And how did it go for you? Because, for example, we saw you in Manchester, and to be truthful, the sound wasn't as good as it could have been.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be some pluses and some minuses when you accept something like this. I mean, on the plus side, we did get to play Hammersmith again. We got a few bigger venues that we've been, you know, been longing to play, and it could really bump us up a little bit in the future. We also met some new fans, obviously fans for the other bands that maybe got convinced and liked Europe, but there was, I mean, not really any minor sides, but I think we were sort of a little bit of the naughty child, playing a little bit louder and in that lineup. But we did have a good time, and it was great meeting the other bands. It's just one of the part of our career, really, to do that. And hopefully, in various ways, it can lead to other things. So we have to look at it that way. But we did enjoy it. It's always great to play the UK. But, of course, it's a shorter set. We can't build it up you can't make it dynamic and emotional. You play a power set, and you can't bring it down and build dynamics. But it worked really well anyway.
Yes, I hear what you say about opening doors and also bringing on board new fans, because I think we mentioned to you, we caught up with you, well, we caught back onto Europe back in 2004, of course, which was really before the second Renaissance, which I think was Bag of Bones, because that brought you to a more mainstream audience, really, here in the UK more recently. And then we saw you, Joey, back in February 2007 when you were you came over and you played your first gig of the tour at a snowbound Liverpool. It was Liverpool Academy. And I think you were promoting Secret Society. And, of course, we followed the band since then. But going back to the slightly shorter set list, I think what tends to happen with those package tours is that inevitably, you tend to focus on the greatest hits, don't you, really?
You do tend to lean towards that because you're meeting new people. You want to show them, you want to get them to remember and maybe reminisce and try to invite them into the new band, if you like. So you sort of lean a little bit towards that. So that could be a plus side, could be a minus side. We obviously prefer doing a headline like Steelhouse, for instance, where we can build dynamics, we can play new songs, we can play some of the well-known songs, we can build a long show. I mean, of course, we prefer that to build a show. But as I said earlier, it could open up doors, like you said as well, and also build something else in a different direction. So we have to see it like that. We had a great time, and then we just move on, really.
Yes, because I suppose there's a certain amount of... you know, even now, as you say, with fans, new fans are coming on board. And I suppose with any band, I'm not just talking about Europe, Joey, you obviously want to play new songs and you need to sort of retain the hardcore following as much as bring on board the new people. And sometimes I think bands get caught in a sort of vicious cycle where they can't really play the new stuff because they have to play the more familiar. And I was just wondering how much of a constraint that is for you, really, because it must be frustrating from a band point of view, I would have thought.
Yeah, it is. We're quite selfish in that way. We usually play a lot new stuff. But we're so lucky, though, because we have four new albums. A lot of the bands that were popular earlier, they come back now and they're doing an album, a reunion tour and stuff, and they have one or two albums. Europe, we got four new albums, a couple of DVDs, and we've actually taken on a new journey. We use different producers. We actually, the creative process is still fun for us. We try to develop. We are big fans of the strategic and also natural, I should say, the career of Rush that took many twists and turns, and the fans just made them stronger. And it's kind of funny to see that with Europe, too. We try to push the limits, and it makes the fans stronger. They react at first, but then they come along. So, yeah, on a few occasions, you tend to alter the set list and play a bit more older songs, I wouldn't say we like it, but it can be done on a few occasions. But mostly we stick in songs from our later career and we mix them in with the old stuff, and it tends to work really well.
Yeah. Now, I understand you've mentioned you're working on... In fact, I think you were starting to think about a new album last autumn, really, when we spoke last time. And you've mentioned before the interview that you are working on new songs. What can we expect with the next Europe album? Because if we summarise for listeners, really, Bag of Bones seem to be revisiting some of your early influences, and of course you had the producer Kevin Shirley, which I think, you know, without being controversial, can be a mixed blessing because he has a very distinctive approach, and of course he's worked wonders with artists in recent years. And I know you said, Joey, that you use different producers, and I think that's really refreshing, you know, different producers each album, really.
Yeah, we try to keep it fresh for ourselves and for the producer, and it's easy to fall into a pattern, which we don't like. We like to, because you get an edge, you get excited when you have somebody new on board as well. It gets you a new person. You have to try your hardest to work with, which is really important because we want everybody to do their best. So it keeps everybody on their toes. But Kevin Shirley was a great move. When he does great albums, he does one of the, you know, some of the best in the world these days. He does. He's done some great work with Bonamassa. He done some other fantastic albums, and the Europe album, to me, is one of his best productions of late. So we're very lucky. He took some time. He did a 4-week stint with us. I've heard him do records with people in 7 days or 12 days and stuff, but we had him for 4 weeks in Stockholm and in a great studio. We had a great session with him. We taught each other a lot. He taught us, and we taught him, I suppose, some things, and stuff was good. But it's most likely we're going to move on again, and we're great friends with Kevin. I'm sure we'll work with him again if it doesn't happen on this one. But we're right now in the process of choosing producers. We like to keep it fresh and get excited about getting into the studio. It's very important.
Yes.
And the next album, it's hard to say musically. We're just started. We got a few demos down. We're playing stuff for each other when we meet at gigs every weekend. We talk about the band's soul, where we're at, what we're doing. I don't think we're going to dwell or dive deeper into the blues. I don't think you're going to see even more bluesy or soulier record. But important to us is the expression. That's what you can vary. A lot of music's been done. But what you can do now, you can work on your expression, how you express the vocal, the guitar, the sound. That's what's interesting. That's what's so great about bands like Rival Sons, and that really stir things up. They may borrow from the past, but they do it in an original new way, and it's edgy, and it's the expression of the vocals, you know, expression of the guitar and the sound of the drums that you can experiment with and make it slightly more interesting for the band and for the listener.
Mm. So do you think, it's difficult to say because it's early days, but do you think really the approach might be that, you've already mentioned there that you won't go more bluesy, but do you think you might even revisit that, the sound you had for the first couple of comeback albums, Start From The Dark and Secret Society?
There'd probably be an element of it, because that was an exciting period. We were sort of fresh, finding our feet. I love the naivety of those albums. Every band's first debut albums are amazing, because it's sort of finding your feet. It's naive, it's kind of crazy, it's got a great energy to it. So yeah, you always want to try to sound like a debut album. That's always a great way of looking at things when you do an album. Now this is our first album ever, you know. So yeah, no, I don't know. It's difficult, but it's going to be great. I mean, we're really excited about writing big riffs, because as always, we want it to be fun when we play it live. We want the audience to enjoy it. It's not going to be introverted. It's going to be exciting, you know. It's supposed to. We're doing this for a living, and we enjoy our job, and we want to enjoy and the people to see us enjoy it and see that we enjoy it. So yeah, it's going to be good. I mean, we got some great musicians. The band has never been better playing live. We've played so much now after Bag of Bones, and so it's the skills and the feel of, and the groove and the swagger is pretty cool right now.
Oh, that's good to hear. And talking just about producers again, we've mentioned, of course, Kevin Shirley, but we should mention also that you've had some great producers in the past, and I noticed the name Ron Neverson.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, we used Ron on the Apple This World record, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a great producer, but he gets also a very good sound, doesn't he? It's a great organic sound for bands, you know.
Yeah, he was interesting, because he did albums like with UFO that we really liked. So
yes,
that was the connection with Ron, and we really wanted to work with him. And we did that in London, in Olympic Studios. And yeah, that was very exciting indeed. Ron Neverson, Kevin Nelson, of course, the Journey producer, did the Final Countdown album. So we work with some really cool people. We've learned a lot, and you learn from every producer you work with. You take something with you, and that's what's cool about switching producers as well.
Well, we'll take up that interview again as we go along here, previewing the Steelhouse Festival, 19th and 20th of July. We mentioned this album. Let's go back now to 2006. Europe Forever Travelling.
A voice that flies and is broken just the same. You spin this life around. Thank you.
Well, we make no secret of the fact here that we really like those the two comeback albums, for want of a better word, Start From The Dark and Secret Society, well worth investigating. And from 2006, that's Europe and Forever Travelling. Well, they have been travelling in Europe recently on tour, playing various events, one of which will be the Steelhouse Festival on the 20th of July. And also on the bill that day is Bernie Marsden. And he's promoting his brand new album called Shine.
Get ready to rock radio, music you want to hear.
And if you head over to getreadytorock.com in the album review section, Pete Feenstra, our features editor, has reviewed the album, also interviewed Bernie recently, and you can see that interview. Here's a track featuring David Coverdale. Well, it's a great album. Bernie Marsden, and the album Shine is out in August. We've been playing the album for a couple of weeks now. And on the 15th of July, that's a Tuesday, listening to Pete Feenstra and his Rock and Blues show. There'll be an hour special featuring tracks from the album and that recent interview. If you want a sneak preview, head over to getreadytorock.com, where you'll find Pete's review and a video interview. Catch up with all the Bernie Marsden information there. He's appearing at the Steelhouse Festival on the 20th of July. The day before, an appearance from Sebastian Bach.
God know my feeling, I'm done with dreaming.
We thought we'd be a little bit different here and play a mid-tempo track from the album Give 'Em Hell. Don't worry, there are some hard rockers on this album. And again, you can find a review at getreadytorock.com, as you can do for many of the tracks we play in this and all our sequences at Get Ready to Rock Radio. Sebastian Bach appears on the 19th of July at the Steelhouse Festival. Also on the bill that day, Scarlet Riot, another new band that we play here, Buffalo Summer, Tax the Heat, The Gravel Tones, one of our photographer Simon Dunkley's favourites, Electric Boys. It's all happening there on the 19th, a two-day event taking place in Ebbw Vale, South Wales. That's Sebastian Bach and Had Enough. Now here's the headliners on Saturday the 19th of July. They are playing one or two dates in the UK from the 18th of July onwards. And this was one of our favourite albums of 2013. Get Ready to Rock Radio, we're assuming the position. Hope you are too. Black Star Riders, Valley of the Stones.
I'm a beast of burden, spent a long way at the fair. A horse to water, but I ain't going there. Don't watch the hell that's moving, 'cause it isn't all the good. Don't leave the shadow on the floor, the sad was in the sun. Right out with the kids.
At GetReadyToRock.com we have a news item about some of those festivals we're supporting, including Steelhouse.
I'm spending days alone.
And we can almost check off a list of festivals. We've had Glastonbury, maybe a little bit left field for us, really. Of course, Download has gone, and this weekend, of course, Sonosphere. Still lots more to come, and of course, we do cover them here at Get Ready to Rock. Headlining the Steelhouse Festival on the 19th of July, Black Star Riders, All Hell Breaks Loose is the album. One of our favourites, as mentioned, from 2013. And if you go into the gig review section at GetReadyToRock.com, you can check out many previous reviews for most of the bands appearing.
I see how your eyes down, me I know how preaching sounds. When the soul speaks from the pocket, I know this, yes I do. Ha!
Now, here's one of the upcoming bands appearing at the Steelhouse Festival, another of those featured at Get Ready to Rock. This is Black Wolf.
This bread may break my back, but I earn my keep. And nothing pays that devil like sweat on the price of green stained sleeves.
Well, definitely a band to watch this year, and you will find reviews at GetReadyToRock.com, at least of Black Wolf, who are appearing at the Steelhouse Festival. This is taken from their current album called The Hunt, and it's a new single called Moving Mountains. Well, on the 20th of July at the Steelhouse Festival, on the bill, the Amorettes, Buck and Evans, Bad Touch, Heaven and Earth, Toesland, another band we've reviewed in the past. We mentioned and played Bernie Marsden, The Answer, another popular band here, and of course Europe. And we go back to that chat this week with Joey Tempest. Now, we're talking in early, well, in fact, it's the 1st of July 2014, and you're headlining at Steelhouse. As you mentioned before the interview there, Joey, that it's getting more established now. I think this is the fourth year for the event, and we last saw you in a festival event. I know you've done many since Bloodstock, but Bloodstock was, I can't remember what year that was. It was probably about 2009, was it? 2000?
Yeah, something like that,
yeah. And I have to say to listeners that, I mean, I've never heard such a good outdoor sound. I mean, I've mentioned that I wasn't that impressed with the sound during the Foreigner tour, and I don't know whether that just, it's just that Foreigner sound is so much better, you know, and I don't know whether why that should be, really.
It's probably different from venue to venue as well.
Yes. You know?
And we didn't get sound checks on some of those gigs, so it's kind of a lot of things that variables for various shows. We have a great sound engineer, and he's been with us since he did Bloodstock. He's done everything since I don't know, Secret Society, I think.
yes, because I mean, I think
Bloodstock was very important to us. I mean, a lot of journalists were there, and it was the first time a lot of people from the rock community saw us, and it really helped us. It fueled the interest for Europe and the future and Secret Society and Last Look at Eden started to happen more. Yeah, it was a really important gig, and I see Steelhouse a little bit the same. I know it's going to be a lot of press, there are a lot of music lovers, and apart from that, I mean, we've heard good things about the people that organize it. They're good at choosing bands, the lineup is great, and they are a band and rock lovers, the people that run the festival, and it's growing every year. When we got the first request, I asked around about the festival, and I heard so many good things that we were really keen. We were really keen, and it's one of the highlights this summer, that's for sure.
Yeah, because I mention again, I mean, at Bloodstock, I have mentioned that to you, and I think also to John Norum in the past, that I've never heard such great outdoor sound, and I joked, I think, at the time that you had some sort of white-coated audio boffin from Sweden in the background, you know, because it was so good.
Yeah.
Because actually, yeah, that is a thing, isn't it, about Sweden? You are known for the for quality audio, really.
Oh, yeah, maybe. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you want to give the best show, and it's magic when you found a good sound engineer, and you keep him as long as you can, you know. And we've had Ronnie with us now for 10 years, and it's like, it's amazing, you know. You just feel safe on stage. You know it's going to sound good out there, and that's very, very important.
Yes.
The worst thing for a band is that when you know you're on a tour, you've hired a sound engineer, and you know people are coming in backstage afterwards saying it's not sounding good. I mean, that it's a nightmare for the band, you know. It's really bad.
Yeah. Now let's just conclude our chat today, Joey, because I noticed that from your website, you're joining the hallowed ranks of bands who are developing their own beer.
Yeah. It was quite simple for us, actually, because we do like it, that's probably our drink of choice, and after shows we like to talk about the show and have a couple of beers together, and it's really important to us. And some countries we come to, this kind of, you don't get the right beer on the rider, and it's kind of, so it, the idea came quite a long time ago. It's like we need to make our own beer, and we bring it with us in the bus, or we ask for it on our rider if it's available in the country. So actually our dream came true now. A company in Sweden has helped us, and it's a major release in Sweden, and hopefully it'll roll out. The idea is for it to roll out in other countries and in the future for order online or even in stores. So I mean, we're pushing for that. I mean, so yeah, the name Demon Head was a great name for beer. We put the lyric on the bottle as well. It's we really developed it hard. We worked hard on the hops and the malt, and we really developed it over a long period to make it interesting and deep, with a deeper expression. It's not like a water thing. It's a serious, more serious beer. But it's also, if it's chilled, you can drink quite a few of it. So I mean, it's a good beer. We've put some. We used a microbrewery, so we didn't want to do just a novelty thing here. It's more of a serious beer.
It's really fascinating, and it's really fascinating you have an interest in this, because I think fans will relate to an interest in different beers, really. When's it due to launch then, Joey? You know,
it's launching right now in Sweden. So in Sweden, there's a place called Systembolaget where you buy all your booze. It's an old sort of thing that you have to go to a certain place to buy stronger. You can buy softer beer in any store, but it's different from England here or UK. You can get it whenever or wherever you want. But in Sweden, it'll be launched in a series Systembolaget now, and people can order it all over the country. And we're going to see in the next few weeks how it goes. And we'll keep people posted on the Facebook, and hopefully the distributors around the world are interested and we can get it out.
Yes, because you're very much an Anglophile, aren't you, really? You live in this country. So when you go to the local pub, I mean, what's your favourite tipple, Joey?
Oh, I'd like to try different things, but I do like lager, prefer to ale or bitter. But it happens I can have an ale or a bitter as well, but I do tend to like Scandinavian lagers. I don't know, probably. And also, I do like some Eastern Europe beer as well, like Urquell and Bud, some early original Budweiser and stuff like that, you know. So there's plenty of stuff out there, and also some microbrewery stuff that we like, all of us. And so we worked to find the balance, having it that can be drunk easily, but also have some character and have some depth to it, you know.
Yes, well, we wish you well with that, and we wish you well for your remaining events over the summer, including Steelhouse Festival. And of course, we'll be watching the progress of that new album with great interest, Joey, because we love the band.
All right, thank you so much for your support, and thanks. Good talking to you again.
Oh, nice, Joey, and nice to catch up with you. Hope to talk to you again soon. From Get Ready
All
to
right.
Rock, best of luck, anyway.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
And our thanks to Joey there from Europe. From Bag of Bones, most appropriately given the launch of the new beer. This is Demon Head. I'm gonna have-